With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. After taking a breather at the start of the year, Wall Street has returned to its record-setting ways and champing at the bit to get started trading again tomorrow.
Climbing 1.2% Friday, the S&P 500 index starts the week at a record high. Its previous high-water mark was set just over 2 years ago. The Dow, which has enjoyed a string of record closes since late last year, gained 1.1% Friday, while the Nasdaq hit a 2-year high after advancing almost 2%. Hopes for a Fed interest rate cut and an encouraging University of Michigan report on consumer sentiment get some of the credit for helping to lift Wall Street spirits. Rich Thomason reporting.
U.S. and Chinese officials have completed the third meeting of a working group established to cooperate on financial issues. It's a step that continues the trend set by the two powers last November to ease tensions. Officials from the Department of Treasury met with their counterparts in the People's Bank of China. They talked over a wide range of issues from financial stability to countering money laundering. Pro-life leaders are vowing to never give up in the fight against abortion.
At the 51st Annual March for Life in Washington on Friday, Republican Congressman Chris Smith of New Jersey acknowledged some obstacles at the state level following the overturning of Roe v. Wade.
Yeah, we'll have a setback here and there. Every human rights struggle does, but we are undeterred. We will not give up.
And March for Life President Jeannie Mancini told the thousands in attendance,
"We will march until abortion is unthinkable."
Greg Clugston reporting.
North Korea said today that Russian President Vladimir Putin has expressed his willingness to visit the North at an unspecified date as countries continue to align in the face of their separate but intensifying confrontations with the U.S. This is SRN News. A lot of pro-life Americans don't realize that many of the charities they support actually promote abortion and the LGBT agenda. So says Hugh Brown of the American Life League.
We have been shocked at some of well-known, you know, around the world, named organizations that are doing good works publicly, but then behind the scenes are actually supporting things that are evil.
He says the American Red Cross is a good example of the problem.
They are absolutely engaged in supporting this homosexual nonsense, all this transgender deception. And, you know, when you give your money to an organization, if you're a Christian person, you cannot support that.
ALL has produced a charity watch list that reveals what major nonprofit organizations, including the American Cancer Society and the United Way, are really up to. You can view that list at ALL.org. This is SRN News. A man arrested last month in the killing of a TV news anchor's mother has pleaded not guilty to second-degree murder.
Authorities say 44-year-old Sean Conlon has been arraigned in Vermont. That in connection with the death last year of 73-year-old Claudia Voigt of Windham, Vermont. She was the mother of Heidi Voigt, an NBC Connecticut news anchor and Miss Connecticut in 2006. State police say Conlon had rented a room in Claudia Voigt's home and then stopped paying rent in late 2022, but remained in the home until he allegedly attacked and killed her in February of 23. Jason Walker reporting.
Today is Sunday, January the 21st, and some notable people are celebrating a birthday today, including World Golf Hall of Famer Jack Nicklaus. He's 84. Former U.S. Attorney General Eric Holder is 73. This is SRN News.